What's that smell?
Shit.
Human.
The whispering was solidifying, acquiring cadence, chanting, Rigid thought. Then coalescing into words, low, slurred, barely intelligible, perhaps learned by ancient rote and repeated, liturgy-like, with no real knowledge of what the words themselves once meant. The three were turning circles amid the dusty shelves, looking all around and up at the dropped tile ceiling, trying to figure out where the voices were coming from.
I don't fancy the trend this talk is taking.
Rigid sub-vocalized for the benefit of her contact chip implanted beneath the skin over her larynx.
Grant?
I hear it. What's it mean?
Trouble. Rita, I think we should get out of here now. We can work more efficiently back at Cerberus anyway. Ask Johnny.
Paul is mine, my friend. He knows my choice. So does Bob. He comes now. But we must all be together before...
The grill over a ventilation duct blew in as if dynamited, practically over her beret-clad head. She ducked. Rigid caught a flash of a pallid animalistic form, of gaping toothy jaws and outstretched talons, already in flight for her face. By reflex, she pushed her microlight and her USP out to an isosceles position, inner wrists crossed, and squeezed off two shots, the quickest controlled fire possible. Then she sidestepped, remembering another nuance of hand blaster combat drilled into her by Kane and Grant and reinforced by experience. The bullets wouldn't stop a body in rapid motion. The white figure crashed against a rack of metal shelving and toppled it, setting off a domino chain as it took down three more sets of shelves with it. Artifacts bouncing and smashing on the floor in a tumult of noise and dust. The creature itself thrashed on the floor, spraying blood everywhere in a wild arterial fan, snarling and snapping at itself like a dog hit by a truck. It was the size of a large human child or a very small adult. It appeared to be new, although Bridget couldn't tell, with the bad light and its convulsive movement, what gender it was. Nobby raised his right hand, which proved to contain an altogether ordinary 40-caliber baby Glock 27. He fired a single shot and blew the narrow, snouted skull apart. Techie he might be, and reticent when not discussing his specialty, yet he chilled the thing with the aplomb of the most seasoned Stoneheart. Bridget had no time to mull apparent contradictions in the young man's character. The creatures were pouring out of the gaping vent shaft as if a tap had been opened, leaping, capering, scrambling over shelves, fallen or still upright, circling them, and all were chanting.